Sefer Dvorim Bichlal is really a Levitic and Musa Sefer. It's a Musa Sefer, it's Musar, not in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, Mechaylois in Chazal, the whole Sefer of Dvorim is called Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu. I once heard, we all know in Pirkei Avos, today it's Istakel B'Shloisha Dvorim V'Iyat Aboli De'Avera. The Mishnah says, if you look at three things, you won't come to an Avera. The Gemara says, Me'ayim Basa, La'at Ha'olef, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'Fe'mi Ata Asad Litin B'Din B'Cheshbin, Avot Gehet Achsivu Shavart. Istakel B'Shloisha Dvorim, if you look in the first three parashiyos, it's Dvorim. If you look at that, Iyataboli De'Avera, you won't come to De'Avera. Lamaisa, if one would like to want to look at the Parsha of Ekev, the Parsha of Ekev, the Etzem, has the mitzvahs in it, was named Sezayin Ayid. What do I mean? What's Ayid? How do you spell Yid? Aleph Yud Dalet. The Parsha of Ekev has the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It has the mitzvah of Yato Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekech Hashoyel Mi'imach Ki'im L'Yira Oysoy, the mitzvah from Yiras Hashem. And in the Seifa Parsha, Ki'im Shomar Tishmur Nevkola Mitzvah Azoy Seshar Noichi Mitzavah Eskem Lo Azoy Seh Li'avo Es Hashem Alekech Olechas Bechol Rochav Uledov Kaboy Dveikis Ba'akodesh Baruch Hu Avo Yiru and Dveikis is a Yid. A mensch darf wissen, that what it means to be a Yid is to have Avos Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, and Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to discuss something that is mentioned so many times in Parashas Ekev. And the motif of Parashas Ekev is v'zochalta, is to remember. To remember Esad Derech Hashem HaLifuch Hashem HaLekecho, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'd like to discuss it in light, firstly, in light of the Haftarah. And I'd like to discuss how the Haftarah is very, very much in line, the Chlal, with this motif in the Parashah of Ekev. We spoke once before, rather I didn't say it here, sorry I could say it, we didn't speak this once before here. I said it at the Shabbos table, I said, this first Shabbos. Rabbi said, you know that in Halacha, we are in the middle of a series of 10 Haftarahs. The Halacha discusses the Shloisha Puranisa, 3 weeks of Puranis, the 3 weeks of the Haftarah of Matis, Masay, and Dvarim. And then there's the Haftarah, the Shiva, the Nechemta, the seven of Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami was last week. The Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu, which by the way, state in Svarim, Akdoshim, in Rishonim, that not only is Tuba Av a Yom Kippur, of the Shabbos Nachamu Alein is Yom Tov. This year was Taka double Yom Tov. It was both Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu. It's Grada Gvaldik Zakat. It's Mamish a Yom Tov Shabbos Nachamu. The Nechama of Chal Yisrael. Maybe we'll talk about what's based in the Nechama from Chal Yisrael. The Nechama we should be feeling. Like I don't know how much people's picture of what Shabbos Nachamu is what Chazal and what. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for that Nechama, but we'll discuss that soon. The Haftarah starts, this week's Haftarah is a very difficult Haftarah to read. In fact, the Gemara discusses the Haftarah. The Gemara discusses the Haftarah and discusses each line in the first two psukim of the Haftarah. I'd like to discuss the first two psukim of the Haftarah, understanding what the Gemara means. The Gemara, the Pesukim mean according to the Gemara in Brachas, and then I'd like to speak about the third Pesuk in the Haftarah.
و تایمر سیاین عذابانی هشم and سیاین has said HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forsaken me. Siyoin, by the way, does not only mean the Mokoyim of Siyoin. The Avud Ram in the Pirush of Kaddish says that Yimloi Hashem Eloi Kayach Siyoin is talking about Yimloi Hashem Eloi Kayach the God from Siyoin means the people of the Jewish people. Vatoymet Siyoin Azavani Hashem, and then the Pasuk says Vadoinoi Shichechoni, and Hashem has forgotten me. Then the Pasuk says a question. Hatis Tishkach Isha Ula? Can a mother forget her babes, her child? Mirachei ben Bitna? Gam Eila Tishkachna? Also these I shall forget. Ve'onoichi lo yeshkochet, and I will not forget myself. Okay, grammatically this Pasuk is an impossible Pasuk. Okay? Can a woman forget her child? I will also forget these things, but I will not forget myself. The question is, what does this pasuk mean? And why is this pasuk? And why is this the haftarah, the nechama, specifically to Parshas Eichon? The Gemara reads this. I'm just reading the Gemara, so I hope it's not tedious to you. But I'm reading the Gemara and Brachos Daf Lamed Beis on the base. And Siyoin said, Hashem has forsaken me. V'Hashem shichechoni, and Hashem has forgotten me. Hainu azuva, hainu shchucha, it's the same thing. Amr ishlokish, amr knesses Yisrael, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Yisrael, Siyoin is B'nei Yisrael. Rebbeinu shalolam, adam noisi isha, alishta, yishayna, zoyche baisa, yishayna. Ata azavtoni b'shchechtoni, you forgot me. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, biti, Yudbeis mazolis barasi barakia. I created 12 mazolis, 12 constellations in the heavens. The alkol mazol mazol barasi lo shloishim chel. The alkol chel the chel barasi lo shloishim legion. So many legions of warriors, celestial warriors for each one. The alkol legion v'legion barasi lo shloishim nitzan. The alkol nitzan nitzan. It goes vayta vayta. The Gemara goes says like this. And I created all this. I created all of this. The heavens and earth just to you.
I forgot you.
Can a woman forget a child? He's referring to the oilos, the karbonis that you brought. Oh, see, we remember. So Knesset Yisrael says, oh, 1 second. The Eibishter didn't forget me. No, he didn't forget me. He didn't forget what? The Karbonis I brought. Oive, if he doesn't forget the Karbonis I brought, what else didn't he forget? Om lo lefan of Rabbeinu Shalom, hel ben shikha lefnei chisech v'idev, Hashem alay sishchef v'maisa ego. Maybe he didn't forget the terrible maisa that we did, the maisa ego. Om lo gom eilat tishetat. I could forget that. Omra, the fun of Rabbeinu Shalom, Hoyel, the Yeshichel of Nechisech Vardev, Hashem Atishkech in Maise Sinai, maybe you'll forget the Maise Sinai, maybe you'll forget Matan Taira. Oh, my love, Anoichi lo Yeshtofer. I will not forget myself. The Hainu Domra of Elozan, the Roishi, Amai, the Sid, Am Elos, the Shekaf, the Zem Maise Ego, the Nechlo Yeshtofer, the Zem Maise Sinai. So this Pasuk reads an amazing way. The Pasuk reads, Klal Yisrael looks at the Eibishter, and he doesn't see. Klal Yisrael sees in the goal, and the Navi Yishai is telling us that Klal Yisrael saw the hand of the enemy of the Ayin destroy the Beis Hamikdash, throw us out of our land. Eibishter, did you forsake us? And Eibishter says, how could I forget you? I don't forget the Karbonis you brought in the Midbar. Says the Eibishter, says Klal Yisrael, if you forgot that. If you didn't forget that, you didn't forget the Maisa Egel. So, if you didn't forget the Maisa Egel, so Pashit would like with divorce. What is the word of the Gemara? You said in the Daf Yoini, the Gemara said, the Gemara brought the Gan, Acha Melach and Mesigo, Gan, Mirdi Nasan Rechoy, that Klal Yisrael will choyte like a Kala in the Chuppah. So the Pashit should throw him out, not marry him. But they said, no, I could forget that. Forget that, you're going to forget the Eiv, you're going to forget Matan Torah. V'anoichi lo yashkot. I cannot forget myself. Shteta under the Marash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he cannot forget Klal Yisrael. He cannot forget Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael has a piece of him, the Torah. A person can forget many things, but the sense of self is the last thing that goes. Thus haste. The Navi is telling us an unbelievable thing. The Navi is telling us, even though our perception is that the Eibishta has retracted and is not involved and is not here and doesn't look after us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. And now I'd like to share with you something that's not in the Gemara. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there is because he's indelibly, inextricably linked with Klal Yisrael. Make no mistake about it. That is the bond with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through Torah, we're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we turn our back on the Torah, we've done the exact opposite. I would like to share with you something I said over at one of the twins of Avi Oxenberg's at the bris of one of his twins over here, the yeshiva was, I think it was three summers ago. Rav Shimshon Ashtrapoli was able to see the toiv in every single part of even the toiv. Until he came to the pasuk of Anochi Haster Aster Aspanim, Eibush said, "I'm going to verily turn my face away, my head away from you." Zok to Pshushtash Tefoli, how is it possible there's toif? How is it possible that that's a toif? The face, even in the ra, he was able to see toif. But the pasuk says, "Anochi Haster Aster Aspanim, I'm going to doubly hide my face." Until he came to the pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Pes, the third pasuk in this week's Haftarah. In this week's Haftarah, the third pasuk says, "Hein al kapayim chakoisich, on my palms I have etched you. Choymoisayich negdi summit, your walls are opposite me constantly." Talking to who? Tzion, the choymois of Tzion. Zok to Shir Shnashtapoli, this pasuk is very difficult. What does the pasuk mean? I've etched you on my palms. Your walls are in front of me all the time. Zokter Shimshon Ashtrapoli in the kinnis of Eicha, Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, "Heishiv ochor yemini." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I took my right hand and put it behind me." Zokter Shimshon Ashtrapoli, if the Eibishter took his right hand and put it behind him, and on his palm is etched the city of Yerushalayim. So when Hashem turns his face away from Yerushalayim, he might be turning it away from Yerushalayim, but he sees what's etched on his hand. Hey, Shem Yivin Yachar, Hashem took his hand behind him and then turns his head away from Yerushalayim, he sees his hand. Hey, now kapayim chakoisich, I've etched you on my palms because I know I'm going to turn my head away from you. By Messiah Negi Summit, so even when I turn away, my eyes are on your walls, Yerushalayim. Even in the Hestefanim, even in the deepest darkness of Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. But I would argue that in order to come in touch with that, a person has to really come in touch with the idea that in order to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeicher us, we have to be Zeicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I mean? We have to be Zeicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a mitzvah in the Torah of Yira Shamayim. Make no mistake about it. It's Mishkin Fumazah. It's a mitzvah to be a Yira Shamayim. V'ato Yisrael mo Hashem Elokecha shoyel me'imo. Ki im liyire es Hashem Elokecha l'leches b'chol b'nocha v'la'ava yisoy v'la'ava yis Hashem Elokecha b'chol b'nocha b'chol nashcha. Hakoyl b'dei shomayim chutz miyire shomayim. Vos heist yira shomayim. Yira shomayim is to recognize the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and to be zoicher at aus kumfun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing escapes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's view. Takel. His takel b'shloi shedvar, v'yat avoli de'averu. Da, malamayla mumko, shtei mishnah. Ayin roya, oizim shemas. L'chol masecha, sefer nechtovim. But Chazal saw something in this pasuk. They saw something unbelievable in this pasuk. Mo Hashem shoel lekecha shoel meimach. Al tikri mo Chazal tell us elu meya. Meya, if you read the pasuk meya, this is the marker as a person has to make meya brachos bechol yom. Shteitin taisris the meya brachos bechol yom. And if you look at the pasuk, how many letters are in the pasuk? 99 letters, but if you count Ma as Meya, you have 100 letters. Shteita, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first to institute Meya Brachos B'chol Yom. In fact, Hagam Chazal also say that it was David HaMelech who instituted that pshat, but the Maisa, the Makor, is really a Makor over here from Moshe Rabbeinu. David HaMelech, we instituted the idea. But the Maisa, that's where Chazal tells us, Ne'um ha-gever hukam oil. Oil is ayin lamed. How much does ayin lamed stand for? 100. That's David HaMelech's institution also. V'zois ha-brocha she-beirach Moshe ish ha-elokin. Moshe ish ha-elokin is Rosh HaTevah's mayor. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to make a brocha 100 times a day. And I want to tell you something. I want to tell you. Dvorim nifloim. Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Korach. Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Korach. Sorry. Rabbeisai, the Rishonim in the Mefarshei HaChumash, about Mefarshei HaSidah, explain. You ever wonder at the end of after Kriya Shema, we say a bunch of books. The Yatzah, the Nochem, the Kayim, the Yosha, the Nemeth, all the Chav, the Nechma, the Nom, the Nerev, the Nerev, right? All the things, isn't it? And what happens after the Bavs, what do we say? After 15 Bavs? Hadover, Hazeh. Shteti Shiboli HaLeket, that they sent to Bnei HaGoyla, that when you're going into Golos, you have to be Makrit, you have to be Mekabal on yourself, Nocham, all 100 Brachas. Meya Brachas, Bechol Yoyim. And they answered back, MS, the Yatsiv, the Nochoim, the Kayom, the Yoshar, 15 Vavs, 15 times 6 is 90. Hadover, Hazer, is Hey, Hey, is 100, is the Rosh HaTevah's Hey, and Hey, Hadover, Hazer, is 10, is 90 plus 10, is 100 Brachas B'chol Yoyim. They were Mekabal on themselves, Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. We all know, what is the idea of Meir Brachas, Rabbi Sam? What is the idea of Meir Brachas? And I'm going to tell you Dvarim Nifloim. If a person makes 99 brachas a day, he's missing the boat. It's nifka. His yoim is not a yoim. And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you in many different ways. Thank you very much. But I want to explain to you. There's a sefer. It's a sefer in Kabbalah. It's a sefer called Shari Eira. In the first part of the sefer, he says Dvarim Nifloim about Meir Brachos B'chol Yom. A person has to realize that when he makes Meir Brachos B'chol Yom, what he's really doing is the Maskir the Shem Hashem 100 times. What is 100 times? What is the Maskir Shem Hashem?
Shloimeh HaMelech calls the Shem Hashem Migdal Oiz. A Migdal Oiz, a tower of power, when a person is masked the Shem Hashem. You know that when a person goes through the davening, there's one bracha in the davening that is not really one bracha. It's 12 brachas. What bracha is that? Baruch Sha'am. Baruch Sha'am, before the final chesim of the bracha, state Baruch 11 times. So in truth, how many brachas really are there b'chol yom? 111. There's 100 brachas with 11 baruchs in Baruch Sha'am. State in Shari Ur. Baruchi Nafshi. Baruchi Nafshi as Hashem. Why is it the Nefesh that's being Mevarech Hashem? Zokta Hachlu B'Gazar. You know, you have a Yisrael who harvests his Peris. And what does the Yisrael do? If he has 100 Peris, how many Peris does he give to Maaser Rishon? 10. And what does the lady do with the Maaser Rishon? He takes Maaser Min HaMaaser, 1. They'll say to Yisrael, gives to the Levi 10 from 100, and the Levi takes from 10 and gives 1 to the Kohen. They'll say to Yisrael, Levi, Kohen. Zokhter, that is 111. That is the Soid of Ayik Bechar. Ayik Bechar is one of the ways, one of the Gematrias, one of the ways of the Aleph is Aleph Yud Kuf. From Kuf comes the one that goes to the Kohen. And that's the essence of the Ketusha of the Peris. 111. Zok there, the Zelbezach is, not only Yisrael, Levi, Koyin, but the same thing is Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Zohar HaMelech says, if my Nefesh, the Nefesh is the bodily function, and the Nefesh is the alive person, there's Nefesh, Ruach, there's the spirit of the person, and there's the Neshama of the person. That's haste. And Mesh makes 100 brachas, his Ruach gets 10 brachas, and his Neshama has 1 bracha. Zok the Shari Yoyra, if a person makes less than 100 brachas, his Ruach doesn't get 10 brachas, and his Neshama doesn't get 1 bracha. He's missing everything. Meir brachas b'chol yoyim is to bring about the recognition of the Shem Hashem in a person's life. Meir brachas b'chol yoyim. There is also another Meir. In the Meir brachas, what do I say 100 times? The shame of Adnos. What else is there set 100 of? Adonim. In the Mishkan, there were 100 Adonim. The Adonim, what would the Adonim? Sockets! What are the sockets? They're hollow. What do they do? Nothing. They're mekabah. Adonim recognize that there's an Adonim. Meir brachas b'chol yoyim is the recognition that we have an Odoim upon us. That is Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, Meir brachas b'chol yoyim is the pshat that a person has to have a constant recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. A constant recognition has to be on his lips. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim. Please put that. I can't. Please. Yosef HaTzadik is in Mitzrayim. What saves Yosef HaTzadik from Mitzrayim? What saves Yosef HaTzadik? A single individual young bacha in the most perverse Erbas HaOretz. The Shem Hashem is Shogor B'Tiv. The Shem Hashem is Shogor B'Tiv. That's Yosef HaTzadik. The Shem Hashem, a person has the Shem Hashem on his lips, Baruch Hashem. A person should train himself to say Baruch Hashem. A person should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should say in Yirtzah Hashem. A person has to realize that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid is the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It's the essence of everything. Yireishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. And a person has to know wherever he is, whether he's in the street in Manhattan, whether he's in a hotel room, whether he's in front of his computer in a dark room, wherever he is, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid.
It's the essence of being Zoicher HaKadosh Baruch, and it's the essence of the Yid. The first thing, the Rambam says, the only way to come to Avos Hashem is through Yir Hashem. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Teis, the Rambam says, how did the person come to Yir Hashemayim? He looks at the Bria and he looks how awesome God is. You look at this Bria, it's unbelievable. You look at this Bria and you realize Miyad Hu Oyavu. And then a person realizes how awesome the Creator of this is. And he's afraid. I have an other. I have a master. But you want to know the truth. The truth is that this is antithetical to being a man. Because every man has within him the feeling, I'm in control. It's under my shlita. I am in control. It's me. I make decisions. I go out. I make the money. I go out. It's my decision to invest in this that brought me the money. It was all me. When a person comes to the Hakara that it's not all you, and Fakarek, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a Yid. Aleph Yud Dalet. Then a person could first be double void. Mei Brachos B'chol Yom is an exercise. And the Neshama is wanting if a person doesn't have Mei Brachos B'chol Yom. You know what Mei Brachos B'chol Yom means? How many times do we go to sleep and think, how many times did I think about the Eidoshim today? I'm sure everybody makes Mei Brachos B'chol Yom. But do we really think about the Eidoshim's hand in our lives? Do we recognize how everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch? If we don't recognize that, it's Taken. Hashem remembers us, and we recognize HaKadosh Baruch if we remember HaKadosh Baruch, when we remember HaKadosh Baruch. We can look around the world, Rabbi Sam. And there's so much out there that distracts us. If you look at last week's Haftarah, Rabbi Yisrael, you look and you'll see, Su'u moroi meinecho, uru'u, mi boro elef. Look, lift your eyes up to the heavens, and see, mi boro elef, who created these? Elef, by the way, are the oisreis of Echo, is the gematria of Echo. Echa is 36. Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why were we acquainted with Echa? Because Klal Yisrael was over a Lamed Vav Krisis. Bus haste Lamed Vav Krisis. What do you mean they were over Lamed Vav Krisis? What does Kores mean? Kores means I'm cut off, I'm disconnected. How does Klal Yisrael become disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Klal Yisrael looks and sees the stock market, and sees Tivus Olam Hazeh, and sees yes, sports, and sees all the gods out there. And there's so much to look at and to say this is a god and that's a god and that's another god and that's another god. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. By Necheta Egel, what did Bnei Yisrael say? Eile, these are your gods. But a person has to realize that all of that comes from where? From one source. Mi bora eila. Su'u moroi meinecha. Uru'u mi bora eila. When a person sees mi bora eila, that's when the nechama comes. Mi and eila, Rabbeisai, are the oisiyos of Elohim. Mi and eila. Mi bora eila. Rabbeisai, I want to tell you a story. It's very easy, by the way, we all know that when we have complaints, it's all the Eibishter's fault. And when things good happen to us, it has nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with Him, it was all me. Yeah. The complaint department is very busy upstairs. And we always complain. I want to tell you a story that I never told. I realized 3 years ago, the Musa that came from the story, I never told it over. 3 years ago, my wife went with her siblings and her parents to Hungary. My wife has a great-grandmother. Her name was Rachel. She was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddikus. At the young age of 25, she had two children, and she was taken ill, deathly ill with cancer. She wrote a letter to her children that could be read by any of us here as a Musa Sefer and how to live a life as a Yid. We have that letter in the family, and she passed away at the age of 25 years old. A tragedy, an absolute tragedy. A few short years later, Hitler Yimach Shemoy entered Hungary, and every single family member, except for my Schwieger and her immediate family, was saved. Everyone else was killed. I want to ask you to picture the picture at the Levaya of this woman. Could you imagine the tears? The crying. And Basher Husham, the tragedy of it. My wife told me she stood at this woman's cabin with her sisters and her brother. And she was davening at her great-grandmother's cabin. And she remembered this. They were discussing the story. And she realized what a bracha the Eibishter gave this woman. There is no other family member who has any zecher or remez or remiza or a tombstone for anyone to go to. And this woman has her great-grandchildren 70 years later standing in her kevah. That doesn't take away from the tragedy by Sharon Sharma of what it was. But could anybody have seen the toiv in that? But in retrospect, we have to realize the Eibishter is Kiyata Bal HaYeshua Yisu Bal HaNechamos. I have a question for you. It's tough. Who's the Bal HaYeshua? Who comes to a man on this? The Eibishter. Bal HaNechamos? Everybody's Menachem Avot. Everyone goes to be Menachem Avot. We're all Menachem Avot. So what does it mean the Eibishter is the Bal HaNechamos? The reason why the Eibishter is the Baal HaNechamos is because when the person goes to be Menachem Avot, he can give a person chizik on the future. But to say that it was good, Nechama comes from the word Nechamti, which means regret, which means the past. The Eibishter is the only one who can show us that Taka, even the thing that was ra, is really good. May it brachas b'chol yom. We have to remember and keep it in our consciousness. And it's antithetical to us going out and only go living. It's antithetical to the whole message that our Golus tries to inculcate in us. The message of I'm in control. You know that the Chodesh of Av, of what ois, what letter is the letter of Chodesh Av? Every month has a letter, right? What letter is the letter of Chodesh Av? Tes. The ois tes is the letter, is the ois of Av. And it's no wonder. Tisha B'Av, the tenth, the ninth day of Av. But I'd like to explain, based on a Marsha, which we spoke about 6 years ago, the Marsha in Baba Kama, that discusses the test of Tisha B'Av in light of what we're speaking. The Marsha says that the Ois test in Eicha, the Hakash, the first time anything is in the Torah, what is that? It's its marker. What is the first time the word, the letter tes, is in the Torah? Toiv. My elokim is arki toiv. Tes means toiv. It was toiv. All of this toiv. In the Pesavah? So the Marsha talks over there how there are five prokim in Echa, and the three prokim of Echa, Aleph, Beis, and Dalet, all have go through the Aleph Beis once, and the third goes three times. And he discusses how the reason why Yirmiyah HaNavi put the third parak in between is because of the tesis. Because the first two tesis ended up being Rav. The first two tesis, this is where I'd like to deviate from the mashal. The first two tesis, Tumasa Bishmuleha, Tavu Sha'areha, Ba'areha, Tavu Ba'areha, Sha'areha. Zokdeh had begun another third one. With Rav, the test would have turned into Rav. Mainly had it for three things. But I'd like to discuss Tavu Ba'aret Sha'areha. I'd like to discuss what this means. And I'd like to discuss this, what this means in terms of Nechama and Nachamu Ami. In terms of the Shiva and the Nechemta. By the way, there are 10 Chruzim in Lecha Doidi. You know, there are 10 Chruzim in Lecha Doidi. There are 10 weeks between the beginning of the 3 weeks and the end. Until the Gimel de Puranisa and the Shiva de Nechemta. The first three Lecha Doidis mention nothing about what? The Beis HaMikdash. The fourth, Mikdash Melechim, Aruch HaKumi Simitach HaFech, Rav HaFshadis Bebek HaBach, Ruyach HaBar Alay HaChem. That's already, we talk about Mikdash. The first three are connected to 3 weeks. The Mikdash and Yisrael. Already in the Shiva and the Chemta, we can see the Mikdash. Mikdash Melechim, Aruch. It's Eiri, it's Eiri. Kodesh Baruch Hu awakened. The series are no corresponds. The time of Tzion as Ivani Hashem. Wake up, David. Tovu Ba'oret Sha'areha, says Rashi, an unbelievable Rashi. Medrash Agada Lefi Shechelkoi Kovoi La'arayim. The Sha'arim gave Kovoi to the Arayim HaKodesh. And what does the Pasuk say? Shanema Su'u Sha'arim Rashaychem. Lefichach Le'sholta Bohem Beria. Therefore, the Sha'arim could not be destroyed. The Tavu Ba'aretz, and they sank into the ground. The Rabbi Seinu Amru Maisi Yedei David Hayu. It was David HaMelech's handiwork. The Fichach LaShalti Bohem Oivim. David HaMelech worked on those Sha'arim. We all know that's what Zohar Su Sha'arim Rashaychem. The Sha'arim closed up because David HaMelech wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash. But at the end of the day, Sha'arim gave cover, the Sha'arim opened up for David Abdi, for David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who makes the Sha'arim. David HaMelech is the one who it's not possible to destroy his handiwork. And I'd like to ask the question. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, that HaKadosh Baruch, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to gather together all of the Jewish people in the diaspora, and he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. However, there's another question. Rashi in Sukkah brings a Chazal that says that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. How? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built with Eish Min HaShamayim. So which one is it? Is it Mashiach going to build the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it Eish Min HaShamayim that's going to build the Beis HaMikdash? Says that Yeshua Leib Diskin brought in the bottom, in the Siach Yitzchak, in the bottom of the Siddur HaGrah, we say on Yom Tov, Hareinu B'Vinyonai, B'Samcheinu B'Tikunai. Says Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, what's Vinyonai and what's Tikunai? Zok there, we're going to see the Beis HaMikdash being built, that's the Eish Min HaShamayim. But what's the tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara Baruch Bashi says that if a person goes and builds a building, and he builds the bricks, and he puts the mortar, and he does everything, and then the guy comes along and he puts the Sha'arim on, whose bias is it? The guy who puts the Sha'arim. The Harei B'Vin Yonah does the David HaMelech Melech HaMashiach. David HaMelech is going to be the one who's going to come and bring Su'u Sha'arim HaShaychem. David HaMelech is going to bring those Sha'arim, bring those Sha'arim and be Misakin the Beis HaMikdash. The Eish is going to bring down the Beis HaMikdash. But the ticket is going to be Al Yidei David. I'd like to share with you a Balaturim The Baal HaTurim says, Kosis la mo'er. What is Kosis? It's fresh, fresh. Kosis la mo'er lahaloi snantomit. How many years did the first Beis HaMikdash stand? 410 years. How many years did the second Beis HaMikdash stand? 420 years. Kosis is chof, tof is 420. Yud, tof is 410. Zok de Baal HaTurim is a rishin. This is not... This, okay, Kosis Lamor, Lahal is that time at 420, 410. The first two Bata Mikdashes. Fregech HaShayla, I don't understand what you're talking about. How could it be that you leave out the third Beis HaMikdash? What's with the Menorah in the third Beis HaMikdash? Bill, I want to share with you a Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe says the following thing. The Yismach Moshe says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shov amoloi, boy, love, boy. Says, the Yismach Moshe doesn't understand. It makes no sense. The pasuk is grammatically incorrect. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis means Hashem is not going to build a bayis. Shav amolei boy na boy. That's so confused. Then they work for nothing. What do you mean they work for nothing? Hashem is going to build a bayis. It says if Hashem is built a bayis, then they didn't build a bayis. But if Hashem is not going to build a bayis, what does it mean? Shav amolei boy na boy. Says the Yismach Moshe, an unbelievable pshat. A person goes and he plants a tree, and he uproots the tree after it sets roots. And he plants again another tree in the same spot, and he uproots it. Then he plants another tree and leaves it. What was he doing the first two times? He was making the ground fertile enough to have that third tree. Zokt the Yismach Moshe, the Eibishter who built the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Eibishter destroyed it. Built the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Eibishter destroyed it. With his only there, it was destroyed for what reason? That there should be a third Beis HaMikdash. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, if Hashem is not going to build a bayis, then it was shav amolei boyna boyna, the first two Bata Mikdashes were nothing. Kosis la mo'er is the talk of the first two Bata Mikdashes. Why is it kosis la mo'er? Lahalo is ner tamid, because there's going to be a ner tamid. There's going to be a ner tamid. And what is that ner tamid going to be? It's going to be in the bias that these sha'orim, that David HaMelech was misakin. It's going to be misakin that bias. The Ra, could you imagine the Churban bias, the worst day of the year. The worst day of Pamayim. Yoyim Shechrafti Pamayim. Shtei Tov. Is that that Churban was takwa that there should be Hashem Yivne bias, that there's going to be a bias. But Rabbi said, the only way that there's going to be a bias is through us, through our zechira, through our may of brachas b'chol yoyim makes the may adonim in the mikdash, through our may of brachas b'chol yoyim, through being zeicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing when we're sitting at work and when we're at play and when we're sitting around with people and we're talking and we realize that you know, it was a funny thing. Somebody told me that he was by Rav David Feinstein with his insight, and he was eating Chabel. Anyway, so somebody was asking him, like, what chumrah does David have? He asked him about Rav Reuven, I think. He said, I've never heard in all my life, and ever, this is not a chumrah, it's a joke, it's not a chumrah. I never heard him speak a word of Lashon Hara. Never one word. Okay? Rabbi said, how we tread upon Lashon Hara. It's unbelievable how deleterious it is. People talk so poorly of other people. And the reason why, there's only one reason why we speak poorly of other people. You know why? Not only are we jealous, we view ourselves as really inadequate. And you know why we view ourselves as inadequate? We don't have confidence in ourselves. And you know the only way you really have confidence in yourself? Is either you're an idiot, stupid people who have married time that you're confident, or you have a relationship with the Eibishter. If you have a vacancy with the Eibishter, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. The guy has this car, this house, they're all moving to that side, and they're all moving here, and they're buying this, and they're buying... Who cares? Thus felt nice and leaven. When they put us in a box, that's going to make a difference. Is it going to make one bit of a difference? We're always looking at what Yena has, because we're not confident in ourselves. And the only way to be confident in ourselves is to be confident in the relationship with the Eibishter. And to realize it's the Eibishter running my life, and I have an othering. And there's only one othering. It's not my boss. It's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not my neighbor. It's the Eibishter. It's the Eibishter. May it rock us before you. Tohu ba'aretz shareho. The sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash remain open. We say, uvnei oisa v'karei v'yameinu. Dinyan oilon. I want to share with you an unbelievable pshat from the Rav Shitzur. How many Jews have said, uvnei oisa v'karei v'yameinu? With Karva nowadays, have those tefillahs gone for nothing? The Rav Shitzur says, Biyameinu, you're reading it wrong. Biyameinu doesn't mean in our days. Biyameinu means with our days. You know how the Eibush is going to build the Beis HaMikdash? You know how the Eish is going to come down in our Shemayim? It's with what we do in our days. Bekarev Biyameinu, with those Meyav Rochas B'chol Yoyim. With the zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the korev yameinu din yameinu, the Eibishter is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash through our Meisim. David HaMelech is going to put those she'orim on at the end, but at the end of the day it's going to be our Meisim. It's going to be our tefillahs that go through those she'orim, even though they're down in the ground, they're sunk into the ground. It's going to be our mea brachas b'chol yayim. It's going to be our remembering the Eibushter. It's going to be us being Yidden. Avo, Yira, and Vekas. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us, hopefully, in Erev Yomeinu, with our days and in our days. We should see.